code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. On February the 29th, 2008, and it's been quite a busy time up here in Ontario, Canada, because we seem to be left out of our share of global warming. In fact, it's snowing like crazy right now, and we should all complain about it, I think. We pay more taxes, so we should complain and get our share. That's only fair in this modern world of ours. And talking about modern worlds, the news is impossible to keep up with. The real news, the stuff that's between the lines, the stuff that's outside the Hollywood bimbos and the breakups and all of that. But the stuff to do with us, the big laws are passed every day and this big machine that just churns them out. And people haven't really seen them enforced yet, but when you see thousands of laws on the books, these aren't just laws for a temporary period in history. These are laws which only affect us all for maybe 100, 200 years. This is a war for the brave new world. It's been in the planning for an awful long time. And when you see all of the make-work projects that they're just churning out there, it's staggering. Staggering. And what's even more staggering is how complacent the general population are, because they question nothing really. They truly do believe, like Brzezinski said, that if there's anything worth knowing, then the media will tell them. They'll tell them what to think about and what to worry about even. And if they don't tell them anything, they won't even use their own eyes. They won't see the spraying overhead. They just simply won't see it. They won't see the guys with the machine guns and the black clothes as being anything unusual. And for those who are awake, that's a scary thing to notice. You're kind of on your own. It's good to stand around these characters with machine guns, because you will see the occasional passerby with that gleam in their eye of awareness. And if you manage to cross eyes with each other, you might just happen to get in touch with each other and say, my God, there's another live one here. And you'll feel much better. But the rest of the drones will go on their merry way to buy all the little trinkets that they have with the pieces of plastic and this seemingly unlimited credit that they have right now, the big glut. But we are in a make-work project. It's a massive make-work project for security forces of all kinds, for government institutions, for massive bureaucracies. We thought we had enough of that during the Cold War, masses and masses of bureaucracies that dealt with everything you could imagine and things you couldn't imagine. And then compartments, above compartments and within compartments of secret services and CIAs and MI6s. And it's expanded so big now you can't keep track of it. Because now they have employees right through society at every level. Within even the police forces, maybe even your own local town, who get an extra paycheck for working for Homeland Security, and even rat on their own fraternities, as they call them, their own brothers within the police. Same thing within teaching organizations. We're living in a world that's been set up for vast paranoia, where everyone is going to rat on everyone else. It's modeled after the Soviet system. And it's here, it's worldwide. Mikhail Gorbachev, when he was the head of the Soviet Union, before he was made the leader of the Greenies, talked about this in his last speech to the Politburo. You should pull it up, listen to what he said about communism spreading outwards, not giving in. I'll be back with more after these messages.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I should always mention, sometimes I forget to say, that newcomers can look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com for old talks. They may be old, and I know it's old-fashioned this day to say old, it's not good if it's old, but these old talks help to fill in a lot of the gaps in the histories that led up to where we are today. It's important to understand them, and it's important to see the organizations, the big foundations, they're intermeshed that help bring this particular part of the present upon us and where they plan to go with it. And also look into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download in the various tongues of Europe. I was mentioning before the break about Mikhail Gorbachev. His last speech to the Politburo was published in major newspapers. The Toronto Sun had an article by Eric Margolis. Look it up and read that speech, because right there it shows you that the whole fall of the communist system was nothing more than a merger, as the big bureaucracies of the Soviets shook hands with their brothers across the way to the West. Because during the Cold War, the massive bureaucracies realized, as they always do, that they had so much in common with each other. They had to control vast amounts of the public and alter their perceptions of things. So it was all to do with control. So naturally, they realized that they had nothing really to differ about, ultimately. And they knew they'd have to bring on a global system. They both wanted it. and they pretty well merged. And it's all here today. And there's no doubt, too, even the fall of the Soviet system and coming down off the Berlin Wall was planned probably when they had the Bolshevik Revolution. It's odd that Lenin himself said that the dictatorship, he said off the proletariat, but really it was over the proletariat. The dictatorship would last maybe 70, maybe 80 years. And then after that, there'd be some kind of strange peace and a system that would be not quite capitalist and not quite communist. Merge that with Professor Carl Quigley's talks, and he talks about the new feudal system. A new feudal system, semi-socialist in nature, in that massive bureaucracies would guide the public and control the public on behalf of a fascist elite. An elite who will be in and out of politics and also in and out of the CEO positions of international corporations. Planned long ago, and of course we're the last to know because you can't tell the people what's really going on. Perception management, they call that. And they use the media, mainstream media, to do it. Very simple. If all you're fed is certain news and they're all coordinating the same stories on a daily basis, you have no reason to question anything. It's quite simple. Here's an article now which shows you where they're going to, from theguardian.co.uk. And this was written on the 23rd of February 2008 by Ian Trainer in Brussels. It says, government wants personal details of every traveller, phone numbers and credit card data to be collected under expanded EU plan. It says here, airline passengers will be monitored at every stage of their journey under the proposals. Passengers travelling between EU countries or taking domestic flights would have to hand over a mass of personal information, including their mobile phone numbers and credit card details, as being part of a new package. I like how they use the terminology, salesmanship. A new package of security measures being demanded by the British government. The data will be stored for 13 years, yeah, sure, be forever, and used to profile suspects. Brussels officials are already considering controversial anti-terror plans that would collect up to 19 pieces of information on every air passenger entering or leaving the EU. Under controversial agreement reached last summer with the US Department of Homeland Security, the EU already supplies the same information to Washington for all passengers flying between Europe and the US. But Britain wants its system expanded to sea and rail travel to be applied to domestic flights and those between EU countries. According to a questionnaire circulated to all EU capitals by the European Commission, the UK is the only country of 27 EU member states that wants the system used for more general public policy purposes. That's how it's termed. That's all we need to know, is for general public purposes, besides fighting terrorism and organized crime. So there are other reasons for it, outside of terrorism, obviously, which is a bit of a joke. And organized crime is all at the top. The so-called passenger's name record system, proposed by the Commission and supported by most EU governments, has been denounced by civil libertarians and data protection officials as draconian and probably ineffective. It depends what they're really after. It won't be ineffective at all. There's always method to the madness. The scheme would work through national agencies collecting and processing the passenger data and then sharing it with other EU states. Britain also wants to be able to exchange the information with third parties outside the EU. Officials in Brussels and in European capitals admit the proposed system represents a massive intrusion into European civil liberties. I wonder what civil liberties they have in Europe, but insist is a necessary part of a battery of new electronic surveillance measures being mooted in the interest of European security. These include proposals unveiled in Brussels last week for fingerprinting and collecting biometric information of all non-EU nationals entering or leaving the Union. all airlines would provide the agencies with 19 pieces of information on every passenger, including your mobile phone, credit card details. It would work by running the data against a combination of characteristics, interesting, characteristics and behavioral patterns aimed at creating a risk assessment. So here you go, computers, once again, brainless computers, non-human pieces of junk, things that we make with our own hands, are going to give us the results and who's going to be arrested or who's going to turn out to be a suspect, yada, yada, yada. It's fascinating how this new god, the computer and statistics and data, has taken over from all common sense. But then don't expect common sense at the top. People, bureaucrats, are not famous for their ingenuity. It says here, when a passenger fits within a certain risk assessment, he could be identified as a high-risk passenger. A working party of European data protection officials described the proposals as a further milestone towards a European surveillance society. Well, it's already there, isn't it? The draft foresees the collection of a vast amount of personal data of all passengers flying in or out of the EU, regardless of whether they are under suspicion or innocent travellers. These data will then be stored for a period of 13 years to allow for profiling. The profiling of all passengers envisaged by the current proposal might raise constitutional concerns in some member states. Well, they'll change that to suit, won't they? The Liberal Democrat MEP, Sarah Lutford, said, where is this going to stop? Well, maybe I should go over and tell her. There's no mature discussion of risk. As soon as you question something like this, you're soft on terrorism in the UK and in the EU. You see, this is what people haven't cottoned onto. The vast bureaucracies created during the Cold War have to have an enemy. And in a global society, governments must have enemies to be governments. That's supposedly the principle that governments were founded upon. The tallest guy in the tribe becomes a hero, and then you make them all soft and feed them all the best stuff and give them the best women and so on, and they breed and become a dynasty, and then you have kings and queens who are then going to protect you from the big guys over yonder. And without big guys over yonder, you have to have a reason for existing, especially in the state of living you're in, which is way above the rest of the public. You feed it off of the public. Therefore, you've got to have ongoing war. That's why we find George Orwell in his book 1984 talking about perpetual war. Perpetual war. And when he kicked off 9/11, there was obviously a preconceived idea. You couldn't write about it and hope for it. A Pearl Harbor event, and then it happens just like bingo, you won the lotto. It had to be planned that way. And they knew where the new American century wanted to take the world. And we're all on the same boat together here. It took cooperation between all nations to get all of these draconian measures drafted up, going over and over and over for years and years before 9/11 happened, to go into action so quickly together. That's obvious. But as I say, in a brave new world, you need an enemy, and the enemy will turn out to be everyone. Everyone is suspect. You might not be an enemy now, but you might be an enemy down the road. Who knows? In 1984, when the character Winston is locked up in prison by, you know, the Ministry of Love. The Ministry of Love are the ones who torture and kill you. When he's locked up, he meets his next-door neighbor who said to him, "Don't come near me, Winston. I'm a thought criminal. It was my daughter that found out. I didn't know it myself. Thank God she caught me in time." That's what's coming, where everyone is suspect. And as long as you go along with the promoted, computer-generated, perfect type of citizen, which is a non-thinker who watches sports, guzzles the beer, and goes to work, pays taxes, and doesn't think too much, all these topics will be from the media and entertainment, then he'll be classified as safe. But if he ventures out of that, he's in big trouble. Big trouble. You wait and see. Back with more after this break.
Are you- you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix, which is getting thicker and thicker all the time. The unreality around all of this is because the general public have not seen the full effects of it yet, but they're being told about it. However, in psychology schools and lessons, they do various experiments even with the students. And some of that is to do with what you see and what you want to see and what you don't want to see. It's kind of like asking suspects after a robbery. That's why the police separate them all, to find out if each have the same kind of descriptions. Because if someone that seems to be superior amongst the group, a dominant type, says it first and gives a description, the rest will start changing their mind and follow that description and neglect their own perceptions. That's how easy it happens. And that's how this is working on the public too. The Gaddafi bad guys, who seem to be everywhere, they seem to be just sprouting up like bacterium and viruses. And they have to do all of this massive new make-work project, the biggest make-work project on the planet, for security and bureaucracies and divisions and all the rest of it, mainly because the economy has gone to pot. This is the new business, is security. That's what it's all about. And it's taking us on a path to hell. But mind you, it's organized because they know where they're going with it. Out of this is to come the brave new world where they're going to create purpose-made ideal designs. The real meaning of ID is ideal design. And if we make ideal designed humans to serve them better, they want to get rid of the junk genes. You know, the inferior Darwinian types that Charles Galton Darwin was terrified of, wanted to breed out a hand, and there'd be too many of them, and they'd overtake the superior types, the dominant ones, the natural aristocracy, who had all the wealth and proven their worth through centuries of slaughter, battle, and stealing. They call them nobility. And that's where it's all about. It's ongoing today. And it's going to get a lot worse. Now, what's amazing, too, is that this information I'm giving here is available to the general public, but just like the people who just witnessed a robbery, they can glance over this and it doesn't even make a mark on them, not an indent, nothing. It's not. It's because it's bad news, and they've been taught to be egocentric. You look at the good things and don't look at the bad, like the New Agers. Look at the positive things and turn your back on the negative. Yeah, that's how they've all been trained. An egocentric society, the type that Bertrand Russell said they would create, is all here. And it's not new. It was here beginning in the 60s. And this is from the Press Association, Thursday, February the 28th. And it was also printed on Yahoo News, UK and Ireland. Every part of Britain will be mapped for its potential to produce violent Muslim extremists under a new strategy drawn up by senior police officers. Now, here's the cops drawing up strategies which will become law. Now, that's wrong itself, you see, but they won't point that out to you. As its counter-terrorism conference in Brighton this week, the Association of Chief Police Officers. Now, you don't realize that all, this is the same in the States and Canada and all across the world. This is a UN organization that we pay for. And we think that they are local police chiefs, but they're actually part of the International Police Chiefs Association. It's approved a blueprint for how to prevent Al-Qaeda, you know, the ghosts, recruiting fresh supporters. The 40-page document aims to stop extremist ideas gaining hold in schools, colleges, prisons, and over the internet. Over the internet includes advice for parents on how to stop their children searching for jihadist websites. It's quite amazing. What's the alternative? They can go to the game websites where they slaughter, 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 but that's okay. The internet is a potential area where a tendency towards violent extremism can be exploited, it reads. Parents and carers have a need for advice on how to control access for their children and how to understand what defines the legal potential, illegal divide. It's a legal divide here, see? The strategy also outlines details of an anti-extremist agenda to be included at every level of state-maintained education from primary school, that's when you start off at five, to university by 2008 to 2009. It's all here. Ezekiel, it's all here. It speaks of a pressing need to develop relationships between the police and the education sector at every level with regard to preventing violent extremism. We're really, really going into the dark side now. I hope you understand what this all means when police are putting their old laws forward, and they're going into the school systems big time to monitor, watch, and this will come to testing every child too. And it's not just, don't believe it's anything to do with jihad supporters. It speaks of a pressing need to develop relationships between the police and the education sector at every level with regard to preventing violent extremism. The strategy will be rooted in neighborhood profiling, to establish what is normal and what is unusual behavior. Now, here we go into the computer-generated robotic cop-type mentality. When they start deciding what is normal, we're in big trouble. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Have you really thought about what comes out of your faucets and into your body? Is it city water full of chlorine or unpurified well water? Do you think sterilized bottled water is safe? The right quality water has everything to do with your health. Not just quality, Kangen water. Alkaline, anti-aging Kangen water from Future Aqua is revolutionizing the health industry. This Japanese technology turns your acidic, contaminated, and chlorinated tap water into healthier alkaline water that can do wonders to your body. When your body pH is acidic, you are susceptible to illness and disease. When your body pH is alkaline, you virtually can never get sick. The benefits of Kangen water is incredible. It helps slow the aging process. It promotes healthy weight loss. It boosts the body's immunity against disease. It increases the absorption of important vitamins, minerals, and protein. It's just an amazing water. Find out more. Visit futureaqua.com. That's futureaqua.com. Change your water. Change your life with Kangen water from futureaqua.com.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push out toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, by calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler. You will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredibly healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Terror, terror everywhere, and there is no peace to drink, because we're not to be allowed any peace as we go through this terror, because it's a war of terror. The greatest changes that ever happened in the past in history often took place when there was terror everywhere, mainly generated from the top again. Even during the great black plagues, they had times of pillages and plunder. There was knights going back and forth, the people coming back from various crusades and pillaging across Europe. And it was just a massive chaos at the time. Again, the change of a particular era. An era which they talk about in the old King Arthur legends, which is to show you that an old age was passing and a new one was coming in. The same thing happened with the Industrial Revolution, when millions of people were ousted off their land across Europe and forced into cities, pressurized in, because the big banking boys who ran the merchant systems had dumped corn and various other crops from all other countries on each country. They had laws passed to allow that to happen. The corn laws were passed in Britain by Lord Rothschild, and suddenly all the little farmers were out of business with all this cheap corn flooding in, and they had to go into the big factories that were just all built and ready to receive them. Nothing happens, as I say, by chance in an economic system. And a few weeks ago I talked about the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and you should look into their website. look into the organizations which they run. There's hundreds of them. This organization itself is in charge of hundreds of others and specialized departments working on such things as your food supply for the next 150, 200 years. Very important to them in this day of modified crops. And the hype is coming as they try to tell us that the whole world is going to hell in the handbasket and we're supposed to be terrified. And when we're terrified, we leave it to the experts. And that's the goal of the whole project, is to have us sit back helplessly and allow them to take more and more power into their hands over another big manufactured con. This is from the Sunday Times, February 24th, 2008. Food shortages loom as wheat crop shrinks and prices rise. It's pretty well verbatim from the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations Group, and what they printed themselves, because most of these reporters work for them. By Jonathan Leake. I guess he's leaking the news to us. The world is only 10 weeks away from running out of wheat supplies after stocks fell to their lowest levels for 50 years. The crisis, there's the word, has pushed prices to an all-time high and could lead to further hikes in the price of bread, beer, biscuits, and other basic foods. It says here, it could also exacerbate serious food shortages in developing countries, especially Africa. The crisis came after two successive years of disastrous wheat harvests. It saw production fall from 624 million to 600 million tons, according to the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization. Now, go into the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization's website, look at their own little mandate in their charter and all the speeches they've given before, because the purpose of this part of the UN, like all other parts of the UN, is to take over the world's food supply for the world. And they said that eventually they will be the ones to dish it out to the regions, they call different parts of the world, amalgamated regions. And those leaders in those countries will be forced to bring down their population because they will not up the food quota to any region if you go above a certain limit. Now, you know, they'll start with a limit and they start bringing it down. You know where it's all going. It's so obvious. Now, here we have the big bogeyman at the top, the faceless ones, experts. That's the word, you see. As soon as we hear experts, we switch off and believe them. Blame the climate change, of course, as heat waves caused a slump in harvest last year in Eastern Europe, Canada, Morocco, and Australia, all big wheat producers. Booming populations and a switch to a meat-rich diet in the developing world also mean that about 110 million tons of the world's annual wheat crop has been diverted to feed livestock. So you remember that the world they're bringing in is to be a vegetarian world. That's what Alvin Toffler said when he was getting his book handed out to all the congressmen by Newt Gingrich a few years ago, The Third Way, or Wave, as they call it then. It's based after Plato. Little play on Plato's one. And it's where the two systems, capitalism and communism, come together to put the next way, the Hegelian dialectic, in motion. So here it's right here. They're going to blame the cattle for it and all the rest of it. They've already brought in the fart tax, although they should bring it in parliaments as well, because that's where most of it is generated. Short-term pressures have compounded the problem. Speculative buying by investors gambling on further price rises has further pushed up prices. What I'm not telling you is they've deregulated all of the controls that government had over basic necessities like food. And this is part of the whole privatization process where everything's handed over to businesses who are supposed to manage it better because they have the selfish motive of massive profit, and that's supposed to be good for everyone. But they play a lot of con games with us too. It says here, short-term pressures have compounded the problem. Speculative buyers by investors gambling on further price rises has further pushed up prices. Though shortages are often blamed on the use of land for biofuel crops, the main biofuel cereal crop is maize, not wheat. Farmers have brought millions of acres of fallow land into production, and the FAO predicts that the shortages could be eliminated within 12 months, could be. So this is going to start with every other type of crisis. We're going to hear the hype as they push this and push it and push this and nauseam, because, as I say, everything in your life that you've taken for granted growing up is to change drastically. And everything that you look at has to be a crisis. Everything will be a crisis. And we'll all have to just adapt and listen to the experts who will guide the sheep to the new pasture, where it's going to be a different kind of grass you're going to eat, believe you me. And they'll also decide if you should, if you're good enough, a good enough animal, a fit enough animal to come in to the brave new world. If you have any junk genes there that are undesirable, or the potential of having something severe like, oh, an allergy or hay fever, they don't want you. They want perfectly fit only. And they want a good, solid background history and stability in your lineage. That's the brave new world we live in. And that's the brave new world that's rushing upon us as we play ourselves, as we play and try and live as we've always done in this moneyed system, which is to get up, earn money, spend it, reward ourselves with toys, and run after sex and all the usual things, and hope maybe one day you'll get a good mate. And all of those things, that's what everybody really wants. The part of it's an illusion. The part of it's almost impossible, because the society you're living in today makes sure that you can't be content with anything or anybody, for that matter. We are a commercialized system where marketing has taken over our thoughts. We dress the way we dress, with all the brand names on our clothes, because the marketers have taught us to do so. They gave it snob appeal. At one time during the Great Depression, you'll see that in old black and white comedies with Charlie Chaplin and others. They had to pay men to carry billboards advertising the clothes and the names of shoes and so on. Not today. They've trained the public. The corporations now have trained the public to feel ashamed if they don't have the in brand names showing on the clothes they bought. So we advertise what we buy to other people around us, and most folk don't even think of that. They're only too proud to show the brand name because it's got snob appeal. Snob appeal. Works very, very well. The same thing will happen with the chip scenario, because they don't want to just force it down our throats. I've had meetings in federal governments to do with the chip. And they initially wanted to give it snob appeal. In other words, to give it a bronze or a silver or a gold or a platinum model and have you buy it. Because when we buy things, we're not suspicious of them. If the government mandated you have a computer, you would be suspicious. If they mandate you must have a chip, you will be. Even the those in a coma might be a bit suspicious. But as long as we buy it, we don't think about it at all. It must be natural. It must be quite natural. And you go for it. You're wide open then. That's the reality of our world. They know us down pat. They've trained society through commerce to obey. And Lord Bertrand Russell and others said back in the 50s, they were bringing on the biggest marketing advertising companies on board into the big think tanks to start to scientifically manage the thoughts and the behavior of the public. It's happened. And most folk have grown up in it, never even knowing. Never knowing. People said 100 years ago that democracy, this chosen system, it was chosen long ago to be the one system allowed to rule the world. There would be no competition, although it would lie its face off initially when they set up the League of Nations, then the UN, and they said that they would accept all kinds of societies, even dictatorships and religious societies and so on. But that was a big lie. Their goal all along was to demolish all competition, all alternate ways of living, and bring in this thing called democracy. And it was well understood 100 years ago that democracy meant and would mean ultimately that if you don't belong to the big group, whichever the big group it is, you'll have no say as a private individual whatsoever. In fact, you'd have no rights. You would have no hearing on anything, no standing, as they call it. Only the big corporations that lobby government have the biggest rights today. They have instant access to the politicians and the guys who dish out the contracts of your tax money to the public-private corporations. The average individual is pretty well helpless. Alexander Hamilton said a long time ago, and he was criticized for his way, but I prefer a good open psychopath to the conning liars that deceive. And Hamilton didn't deceive anyone. He said what he thought. And that's handy when a psychopath tells you what they think. Because he thought that the same system that ruled Europe of the tried and tested blue bloods, the royalty, should rule the Americas with the same system of the bankers and all the rest of it. He made no real bones about it. He wasn't too much of a diplomat. He was a straightforward type of psychopath. And he said something that was very true. He said, what do you want? He said, look at history. If you have dynasties of royalty, all you have to pay for is the royal families, their cousins, and all of the entourage and those that serve them, and a few castles. And you'll have a tyrant maybe once every third dynasty that makes life hell for everyone. But he said, think of if it the other way around. When you have whole new dynasties, thousands of them, thousands upon thousands of bureaucrats, government employees and their families, living high off the hog above the ordinary people, he said it'll be an awful lot worse, it'll be slavery. And he was condemned for his opinions, but he was stating a practical fact. A dilemma that's never been figured out or talked about yet. And that's what we have, like this security business. It's the only business in town. It's the only business in the world right now. It's the biggest make-work project ever devised on a war footing, a world war footing. This is World War III. And it's a war for everything. One was to establish the League of Nations. Two was to set up the United Nations with more power. The third one is to eventually to finish with the UN completely in charge, as a front, of course, over the entire planet. Read the writings of those who set up the old League of Nations, and they tell you that. No big mystery. And they would use wars to bring it about. Propagandists that were paid by the British government by the authorities that ran the government, because there's never been freedom in Britain, it was always the establishment. Guys like Wells talked about it openly and wrote about it openly, this coming world society. He was a founder of the Fabian Society alongside his propagandist job. And he wasn't a single author. He had teams of writers working for them, as indeed all the big ones do and always have done. Professors worked alongside him. They gave him the data, and he'd wrap the stories around the data. Predictive programming, as they call it, has to fascinate the public. But he said himself, after World War II, just before he died, he said, not enough have died. That they're not on their knees yet. They won't give up their sovereignty. We need another war, he said. He thought that was quite practical. And that's how a psychopath does view things. They're very consistent with their strange logic. They're predictable. And this is the Third World War. The Soviet Union was set up by the big banking foundations of the West. Soviet Union really was not the Soviet Union. It was a Bolshevik Union. The first revolution happened in 1905 by the socialist organizations. And they formed a parliament, and the small Bolshevik faction had a coup overnight in 17 and took it all over. But they were financed by big banks in the US and in London from the beginning. Russia was starving to death, and the massive aid was gathered up by governments of the West, including the US, to feed them and clothe them and keep them going. They couldn't let it go down. They needed it to happen. I'll be back with more after these messages.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix of this increasingly complex system. We've got Jim on Texas there on the line. Are you there, Jim? Hello, Jim.
Hello, Alan.
Yes, go ahead.
I think it's very pressing of you to describe George Orwell's 1984, because if he were to write that book today, he would describe Western Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia and New Zealand as 1983, 11 months, 29 days, and 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how he would describe it, because that's the situation we're in. They control everything, every thought process, every bit of the media, as you well know in Canada, that they control everything. The Canadian government has assumed, I don't know if they consider it rightful or not, that they can control the internet. They can control whether a Canadian citizen can call up on the internet an American website and get some information. Mm-hmm. They say that it's illegal for a Canadian citizen to call up an American website and get some information that the Canadian government might not approve of.
That's right. That's right.
And this is why I talked to you about a week ago, and this is, I don't understand how the Canadian people have allowed themselves to sink to this low.
It's the same as everyone else. You have the old song says, let the good times roll, and so they give them plastic cards and lots of little trinkets and colorful toys to buy, and that's what the whole world's been doing in the West, just going out in a massive binging spending spree and having fun while all of this has been happening around them. Quite simple.
The Canadian
I'll have to,
people...
I'll have to try and take Drew from New York City before we go. Are you there, Drew? Hello, Drew.
Hi, how are you?
Not so bad. How are you?
Great. Aldous Huxley, be very excited to hear about the new CDC announcement that they're recommending that every child from 6 months to 18 years should be immunized for the flu vaccine.
Yeah.
Every year now.
That's right, every year. And so once again, you have pharma business, private corporations working with government to force laws on the public. Not bad getting a business going and getting the government to pass laws and making it mandatory. You buy whatever they sell, is it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It is.
Just shocking, really.
And
parents in jail for not getting their child vaccinated.
Yeah.
You know,
and shortly it's going to be everyone going into jail as they push it, because now they have so many laws set up. You probably know about Homeland Security.
Right.
In fact, in New York City has given out licenses or little cards to all nursing staff, medical staff, that they're now working for Homeland Security, and they will be basically called up right away to immunize populations when there's the possibility of a plague.
Yeah. And they're also making it illegal in New York City to own your own Geiger counter.
Mm.
A really interesting law. Like, why would anybody be concerned about that?
It upsets them because they're scanning your city every night for everything, including radiation. So your little Geiger counter there might throw them off a little bit. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
And thanks for calling. And, yeah, we live in the most amazing times, but then not so surprising to people who have followed this their whole lives and know where it's going. It's up to us to change it, not the media. And really, we have to put pressure on everyone we know to save ourselves, if the will is there. From Ontario, Canada, it's goodbye from Hamish and myself. And may your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been and remains.